Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 27th of March, recording at 8:24 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, the highlights here today. Asian stock markets were mixed to a bit easier. There was one big drop. That was the China market, which is down was down over 5% in here today. And more on that in a moment. European stock markets had sort of an up and down day, but then closed with some quite reasonable gains. And that's partly because Wall Street was steady as the U.S. markets were closing. I beg your pardon, as the European markets were closing. But now Wall Street had a bit of a seesaw day, not in that big a range. However, but it was down a little bit, then almost unchanged, then down, then up a little bit, and then finally closing a little bit on the weak side. So backing and filling in here with the Dow down 120 points, slightly bigger declines of just over 1% for the S&P and the NASDAQ, 1.87% for the NASDAQ. Okay. Long-dated government bonds were weaker in here today. The U.S. dollar was a little firmer. Currently, the euro has fallen back to 157.67. That's down 79 ticks. And the dollar, still below 100 against the yen, had pushed above it, but it's currently 99.76. That's up 0.57. Precious metals seesawed a bit in here today as well. They were selling off quite sharply, actually, at one stage in the morning and then closed up on the day. Silver, for instance, was dipped as low as 17.97 and a half on the May contract, currently 18.485. In the after-hours trading, platinum a little bit steadier here today, palladium a little bit weaker. The industrial metals were quite strong today, particularly copper, which surged 14.8, and nickel was also quite strong. Soft commodities, mostly a bit easier. Okay. So what's going on here overall? Well, stock market activity following the strong gains that we saw late last week. There's a little bit of, I think, consolidation taking place in here right now. The U.S. market is the biggest influence, obviously, on other markets. And the technical action this month near the lows has really been quite positive. We've seen some big upward dynamics. Where the January lows were broken, they were not broken by very much, and they soon rebounded, as I say, with those upward dynamics. Still very much range trading, however. The U.S. Transportation Index is probably the most bullish looking of the indices, but it's really got to break above that 5,000 level, or is it 500 level? I don't have that number in my head, so I'll just put the chart up. Yes, it's at 5,000 level. Needs to break above that, and then it would clear a lot of lateral resistance. But as far as I'm concerned, it's done enough to say that the bear market, such as it was, if you classify it as a bear market, is over in terms of that important index. Financial shares certainly did experience a bear market, and arguably they are still somewhat vulnerable. But again, the technical activity shows an overall loss of downward momentum, and we have also seen some big upward dynamics. I think the dynamics have been mostly created by short covering following climactic moves, such as we saw back in on January 22nd, and then the tests of those lows when there was clearly a major attempt to break the markets beneath those lows that failed, and then the sharp bout of short covering. We can expect more of the same, backing and filling. For March 2008, if you want the bullish parallel, and I think this is the appropriate one, think back to October 2002. Now, October 2002 is the actual low for the US stock market and a number of other stock markets. But the sideways ranging activity, the lengthy convalescence following the burst telecom tech bubble, continued well into the first quarter of 2003 before we finally saw an upward break in the second quarter of 2003. So the best bet here is that we do get that longer convalescence. But this is an interesting time. It's an environment that I know has caused a great deal of fear and concern among investors, and some very real profit erosion on a number of positions. It's also created some interesting opportunities. And Warren Buffett, who I'm sure wouldn't wish hardship on anyone, I'm sure that he's much happier in today's financial environment from an investment perspective than he was a couple of years ago. Okay, China. I mentioned that I would come back to China. The story was that there were fears over supply, new issues in the pipeline, and how would the market actually absorb that? If you have a look at the Shanghai Composite Index, I think it's just below that 3,000, around that 3,400 level, and there's some prior support or potential support near the 3,000 level. It is beginning to look overextended, but it's still in this overall downtrend, and it's still a drag regionally. I've mentioned in the past that we were also seeing a Chinese or a China leash effect. I don't think it's as strong as the Wall Street leash effect. That's the one that more people are used to. But as China's economy continues to grow in importance, its influence will extend beyond the Asian region. It already has, I believe. And so this is currently a negative factor for a good many other stock markets, particularly those that are in China's sphere of influence. I'm disappointed to see the big downward move in my China related investments, but I mean, one's always disappointed to see a downward move, but I regard this as being very much in a buying rather than a selling range at these levels. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if the snap back upwards is well, if China, I would not be at all surprised to see China regain its losses that we've seen from last year's highs almost as quickly as it came down. Again, we're going to see further very strong growth there. And I suspect the government will move to reassure the market before too long. People who said, well, that was one of the biggest bubbles going, was certainly it was up at very bubbly valuations, but those have been significantly corrected. The growth is still extremely strong. The decline is beginning to look overextended, and it's not as if we had some huge long NASDAQ type buildup going on for many years, leading to a major bubble. I mentioned the NASDAQ because I've heard some people equate China to the NASDAQ bubble. Well, China's valuations P's got up into the 50 region, which is certainly bubble territory. But the Nasdaq P's were infinity. The Nasdaq was a 10-year rise, of which the last 5 years were the really explosive, accelerated part. China moved up for a couple of years off quite a depressed level before going into this corrective phase. So the two are not comparable in my view. Now, what else to mention here? The precious metals, I'm still apprehensive about these. They fell back very, very sharply while I was away. Remember, we had in silver, for instance, we had that spurt from $17 on up to nearly 21, and then we saw it fall right back down into the $17 range very, very quickly, getting short-term oversold. But I'm inclined to feel that there's a good chance that the medium-term cycle is over in terms of those upward moves. Remember, gold has on two previous occasions within this bull market trend, which began at the beginning of the decade, on two previous occasions it had seen these cycles of approximately 26 months, and we were, I think, in the 22, 23 month region prior to the peak earlier this month. And I mentioned it might be shorter. You often get them speeding up cycles, speeding up a little bit. Gold didn't get the type of acceleration that we had seen on the two previous occasions, but the curve did certainly did steepen if you look at that on a weekly chart. And we had big accelerations, of course, in platinum and quite a big acceleration in silver. So I'm taking a cautious view as far as gold futures trading is concerned. Right now, I'm certainly not going to jump on it when it's or jump back in when it's in the middle of this recent range. I'm holding my gold shares and funds. Because I do think this is a secular bull market and we will see additional gains, but we may have to wait for them. Equally, those who are holding gold bullion, I think that on an unleveraged basis, I think that's a very sound diversification within one's portfolio, and I certainly don't think we've seen the end of the bull market proper. But again, we may have seen, we've probably have seen the best of the gains for a while. Now, industrial metals, they were hit hard during that last dip on Wall Street to test the lows. Now, my feeling is that, well, let's put that back in perspective. We put that comment in perspective. We could say that nickel and zinc, those are the two that have shown the base building activity. They never quite broke up out of those patterns and dipped back into them. So to extend what looks very much like a support building phase to me, and today's gains indicate that there is demand down at these levels. I certainly don't think there's enough of a global slowdown to dent demand. And the supply situation is fragile. If all goes perfectly for the mining companies, then there might just be enough supply. But as we've seen in the past, there can so easily be accidents or the possibility of strikes or other factors that slow supply, and then you see prices surge quite dramatically. So I think they look attractive. I'm interested to see silver's gains, beg your pardon, copper's gains. I'm interested to see copper's gains in here today because that rallied back up to its all-time high earlier in the month and then Not surprisingly, had a pullback, but my hunch is it's going to hold these upper levels of a broad trading range and move and see a sustained move to new all-time high ground later on this year. Agricultural commodities, a bit like the precious metals, I think we've seen too much of good thing. We had too many accelerated trends. They're due for a medium-term consolidation. Oil, I felt, was possibly vulnerable to that, but it's been firm here recently, still in that staircase step sequence overall upward trend, last trading at $107.19. That's up 129. And I think that's pretty much it today. So, all the best to all of you.